வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a lecture given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of January, 1973, in Calcutta, India.
Mr. ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your kindly inviting me in this meeting to serve you to some extent according to my capacity. This Krishna consciousness movement is not a new movement started by me, but this movement was started by Krishna himself 5,000 years ago. I need not explain about this movement. Krishna, in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, instructed Arjuna the Krishna consciousness movement. In the 9th chapter, it is said, Madmana Bhumad Bhakta Madhyaji Maham Namastu. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Always think of Krishna. Madmana Bhumad Bhakta, just to become devotee of Krishna. And Maham Namastu, offer obeisances unto me. Krishna in his statement, Mamiruja Prabhatante Maya Mitam Tanati. Krishna in his statement, that he is the Supreme Personality. Matta Parataram Nanya Kinchidasti Tanati. Krishna in his statement, to surrender. Sarva dharmān paṇitajya māmekam saraṇam. So this Krishna consciousness movement is teaching these instruction of Krishna, that's all. That is the order of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahāprabhu. He is Krishna himself. Krishna Chaitanya Nāma, Sri Rupa Goswami said, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nami Gaurajishino. When people understood Krishna wrongly, sometimes big scholars say, sophistry, that Krishna wants full surrender. Others, they said, why we should fully surrender to Krishna? We have got our own gods. Therefore, Krishna again came, as Goswami Prabhupada said, Radha Krishna Pranayamiti, Sri Chaitanya Natha Prakatamadhyam. Radha and Krishna combined together and went there as Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to distribute Krishna Prem. Because the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach people how to develop love for Krishna. As it is quoted by Goswami Prabhupada from Srimad Bhagavatam, Kavai Pumsam Kato Dharma Jato Bhakti Radho Ahoy Kuti Akrati Hata Jayatma Jinatma Samprasi. Actually, that is first-class religion. We do not say that Vedic religion is first-class or Christian religion is last class. We do not say that. We say that religious system is first class, which teaches the follower how to become lover of God. That is first class. How is to be Apodihata? Without any cause and without the impediment. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is like that, which is explained by Srila Krishna Chakravarti Thakur. Prematmatmaha Aradhya Bhagavan Vidishatanaya Tadhyam Vrindavan. So, we are preaching this philosophy to the Western countries by the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He deserved Prithivite Ache Rato Nagoradi Gram Sarvatra Prasarati Vimona. That is his prediction. It is nothing wonderful that we are doing. Simply, we are trying to fulfill the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But another order is there by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Harar Bhumite Manusya Janma Haina Jaa Janma Sartha Kari Karo Karo Kuka. So, that is lamentable. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is being spread all over the world. But our Indian brothers are not joining, although it is the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haina. He requested to the humankind who has taken part in this land, in this Punya Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi. Not to the cats and dogs, but to the human being. That time has come now. If we want to prove that we are actually human beings in this land, then we must take seriously the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread all over the world. That is the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it is not very difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaratya Guru Haiya Taro Sarvati Jare Dako Tare Kaha Krishna Upade. To become Guru or spiritual master is not very difficult task. Simply you have to follow the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As he said, we accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God, Aradha Bhagavan Vridhasatana. We have to simply plead that you are searching after God, you great scientists, theologists, theosophists, mental speculators, you are searching after God, the Absolute Truth. Here is God, Krishna. Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sam. Ishara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradhu Sarvakarika. So, our task is very easy. Everything is there. Our Vedic literature is so full, so treasure of knowledge, great treasure of knowledge. We haven't got to make research, search out very deep truth. Truth is there, it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sattam Param Bhimani. Why don't you take it? The whole world is suffering for want of this knowledge. Before me, many sages went into Western country, but they did not give the actual pure Vedic culture. They invented their own way. Therefore, it was not very fruitful. It was not very satisfactory. People did not accept. Still, there are so many yogis, the so-called yogis are going there, exploiting the people and coming back. But our Krishna philosophy is taken very seriously in the Western country. We have got now 102 branches all over the world. Only in America we have got 50 branches. And other countries have got about 52 branches. In America, in Canada, in England, in France, in Germany, in Switzerland, in Japan, in Australia, in New Zealand, all over the world. So now we want some of the young men to come forward to become really Brahmana, Vaishnava. Our Vedic culture is divided into four varnas: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Unfortunately, we are simply manufacturing Shudras, not Brahmanas. That is the defect of modern education. Shudra, Shudra means Puricharjatmakamkarjam Shudra Karma Svabhav. After education, everyone is entering after the service. That is Shudra Karma Svabhav. This is not perfect education. There must be Brahmanas who are independent. Chanakya Pandit, whose name is still celebrated, he was Prime Minister of Maharaja Gupta, but he was not accepting a single point in such a life. That was the formally, although there was monarchy, still there was a council of learned Brahmins and sages. They used to advise the king. The Brahmanas did not take part in politics, but they gave advice, instruction to the kings, Rajarshi. Imam Rajarshayo Vidu. The Rajarshi used to understand what is the values of life under the instruction of Brahmanas, and they execute the order of the Brahmanas. The people are happy. And because at the present moment such system is law, people are confused and they are in frustration. But this Krishna consciousness movement is all-embracing. It can solve all the problems of the world, political, social, economical, religious, everything. It is all-embracing. So my request is that I am working now with my American disciples, European disciples. Why not Indians? I think in this meeting there are many young men, educated, learned scholars, join this movement. And according to the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hai Raja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropakar. This is the time to do welfare activities for the whole world. They are merged into confusion everywhere. You know that in the Western country, the hippie movement, what are the hippies? They are also educated, coming from very rich family also, but they do not like the ways of environment as their fathers and grandfathers like. They are rejected. But this is the golden opportunity to preach the Krishna cult all over the world. You are lamenting because a few years of land has been taken away from your country as Pakistan. But if you spread this Krishna consciousness movement, the whole world will become Hindustan. There is such potential I give you, my direct perception. People are hankering after. So long I am in India, practically I am wasting my time. Outside India, this reception is taken so seriously that every part of my moment is properly utilized. So I have come to this university with the hope that some of you become really Brahmana. The Sanskrit department is meant for Brahmana. Patan Patan Yajana Jajana Dana Pudita. Brahmana is called Pandit. Why? Because Brahmana must be learned. Brahmana is not called a fool. So, this department, Sanskrit department, is meant for the Brahmanas. So, I wish that some of you must join this movement, go to the foreign countries, preach the sublime cult of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prithivite Achirato Navaradhitya. There is great need. We have, of course, established so many temples, but still we require to establish temples, Radha Krishna temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's temple, in every village, every town of the world. Now, from each and every of our centers, we are sending devotees in buses. They are going interior into the villages of Europe and America. And they are very much well received. England especially, they are going village to village. They are very much well received. This cult is so nice. Even Christian priests, they are surprised. They are surprised. One of the priests in Boston, he issued pamphlet that these boys, they are our boys from Christian and Jews. Before this movement, they did not dare to come to the churches even. Now they are mad after God. They are admitting the Christian priestly class, they are not against us. Those who are sinner class, they are admitting that Swamiji is giving something tangible. Their fathers and forefathers come to me. They bow down, they say, Swamiji, it is a great fortune for us that you have come to our country. So I am alone working, and the movement is being appreciated. And if persons, scholars from this university come forward and teaches this movement, it is meant for them. Brahmana's business is there, preaching. Brahma Janati. One must know Brahma and distribute the knowledge of Brahma Gyan. That is the business of Brahman. So, I wanted to recite some stanzas from Srimad Bhagavatam, but there is no very much time. Long, long years ago, the father of Maharaj Bharat, under whose name this planet is called Bharatvarsha, so he instructed, Nayam deha deho bhajamani loke, kastana paman arhati vidu bhajamani. Here is the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nayam deho deho bhajamani loke, kastana paman arhati vidu bhajamani. This human form of life, ayam deha, niloke, in the human society. This is not meant for working very hard like the dogs and hogs. Pastana kaman arhati virbhujam. Simply by working hard day and night for sense gratification. This is done by the dogs and hogs. This is not meant for the human society. But at the present moment, people are being instructed in such a way. I have seen so many, especially in Calcutta, so many educated boys and girls. They are hankering after service. Day and night, they are working. This is not the effect of education. The effect of education should be peaceful mind, peaceful living. That is the duty of the parents, of the guardians, of the government. When there are monarchical government, we see from the reign of Prithu Maharaj, you are seeing that every brahmana is engaged in his occupation and duty. Every kshatriya is engaged in his occupation and duty. Similarly, vaishya. There is no question of unemployment. That is the first duty of the government to see. Neither there is division of the brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya, shudra. Although it is made by Krishna himself, jati-varna-maya system gunakarma vibhag. There have been so many anomalies in the society for want of this Vedic culture. Now here is the opportunity. People are accepting Krishna consciousness movement very nicely. You can introduce this Vedic culture throughout the whole world. They are receiving. So the human form of life is especially meant for tapasya, tapo dibbam. Here it is said, tapo dibbam aputraka, jena sattang shuddhe jasmat, brahma soktham manantam. We are hankering after happiness, but happiness cannot be enjoyed so long our existence is not purified. So for purification of our existence we have to undergo tapasya. So we are introducing this tapasya in nutshell. We are asking our student four principles, four regulated principles. No easy sex life. Beyond marriage life there is no sex. No intoxication after smoking and drinking tea. No meat eating, no eggs, no fish, and no gambling. We are enchanting this Hare Krishna mantra. These five principles we are teaching. These four regulatory principles, refraining from sinful activities. These are the basic pillars of sinful activities. Illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. These are the four pillars of sinful life. That is, we get from the Shastra. Parikshit Maharaj, he enunciated that he ordered Kali to live in these places. When he was ordered to go out of his kingdom, he said, my dear Lord, everywhere is your kingdom, where shall I live? He ordered him that you live in these places. Sriyasunapanasudha, jatrapavasudha. So, if we want to elevate the social condition, we shall teach people to become purified. Without being purified, simply so-called performance of religious system will not help. Sramayevahi kevalam. Sanushtitasya dharvasya, samsiddhi haritogara. We should teach people how to satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the injunction given by Sutta Goswami in the Nisharana. The assembly of great Brahmins, learned Brahmins. Atapangi vijasrestha, vannasama vibhava. Sanushtitasya dharvasya, samsiddhi haritogara. This is the philosophy. So, we are teaching this philosophy all over the world. They are being accepted, but I am doing it single-handed. But if some of you come and join us, it will be increased and people will be very, very happy. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. That is my reply. Otherwise, I have not come to teach you something invented by me. I have come to teach you about Krishna consciousness. And if you are not interested in Krishna consciousness, then you must be amongst these four classes of men. Duskitina, Murha, Naradhama, Maya, Aparitagya. This is my first impression. So far economic condition is concerned, then I may say, Eka jo bahuna angitadhati kama. God supplies you everything. God is supplying food to the elephants.
who is eating at a time 40 kilos of food, and he is supplying to the ants also. So your anxiety for food, that is not humanly. Even the cats and dogs, they are not anxious for their food. Even the birds, they rise early in the morning, they are not also anxious for the food. God has arranged for food, everyone. Tallabvati dukkha vadannata sukham. As you do not try for getting distress, it comes upon you according to your karma. Similarly, the so-called happiness also will come upon you without any endeavor. But because you have no faith in God, you are thinking that you will die out of hunger. That is not the position. Tasyaiva heto prajateta kovida. Our only business is how to become advanced in Krishna consciousness. There is no other problem in human life. Adhato brahma jiggyasa. This is the human life. But you have been deviated from that high standard of life. There are questioning in this way. That is my regret. Thank you very much.